You ready?
Yeah.
So episode 2, Tortoise and the Hare, a week late, but that's all right. Better late than never. You've been a busy man, working on some stuff around the house, and I've been up and down the walls and getting stuff ready for the holidays. And I think it's a good time for us to be a little bit in the season of the holidays. And it brings up kind of a topic that I have in my mind that I just cannot even fathom anymore. Okay. And I remember seeing when we were kids and my daddy spoke fun of this, and I'm sure a lot of people think it's pretty crazy too, but whatever. But who are the commercials for where it's, you know, early in the morning or whatever it is, and somebody takes, you know, their spouse outside and there's a brand new Lexus or Mercedes with a bow on it. It's infuriating. And not even just from the money standpoint, right? Let's say go past the 50 grand plus, right, for a car that you hid from your spouse somehow, right? It took us probably, when we moved into our new house, 6 months to find the right doormat that we agreed on color-wise and, like, style-wise. You know what I mean? Can you imagine a spouse, without the other spouse knowing, picking out all the options, the color, the trim, spending 50 plus K and being like, here's a bow. Like, what do you think?
Yeah, I could never feel good about picking out a vehicle for my wife unless it was the top of the line trim option, and we had already discussed that it was something she wanted, spending that kind of money on a Christmas present.
I didn't even buy her ring without taking her first. Like, she had to know it was coming for me to feel better about it. Like, you know what I'm saying? That can you imagine a $50,000 car? Like, I know it's ads, I know it's fun, I know it's Christmas time, but I'm just like, man, I'm like,
well, but obviously they make Lexus and Mercedes and BMW commercials like that, but they don't make Ford and Chevrolet and Kia.
Which would make more sense, right?
Right.
Because they're more affordable.
Yeah, those commercials are obviously directed towards rich people who do things like buy their significant others and cars for Christmas.
But does that happen? I mean, am I just out of the loop? I'm not trying to, like, branch any sides. I'm not trying to be like rich, poor, middle class, whatever. But do you think that happens?
Yeah, I'm sure it happens.
Because the more wealthy you are, the bigger taste you have. Maybe you're then it's even worse. Because wouldn't somebody with better taste be like, that's not the one I wanted? I've been thinking about this.
Yeah, and then they probably have enough money that they just take that one back and get a different one, or they probably have a 30-day return policy.
Oh, the old Lexus 30-day return policy. I forgot about that one.
I feel like most car dealerships
will let you do it. About that one. That's they call it the next Lex, I believe is what they call it. Your next one, 30 days, right?
You rehearse these
No. Not at all, bud. No. I just flow. I'm the hare, baby. I just, you know,
you're
I just
perfect. Into these topics that you have, and segues reversed for our.
I think I'm just more excited about it than you are. I mean, I think that's where it comes down to. And plus, I don't have a kid to watch. You're probably tired as hell right now. You got to put your kid to bed, and here I am, like, I'm a bachelor right now. You know, our spouses are together eating glorious noodles. At the restaurant, I had, you know, my dinner, and I just really all I've been doing all day. This is no joke. After working and doing these things, I put new, which is exciting for me now. This is how you know you're getting old. I put felt tips on all the chairs that I bought.
Oh yeah.
So now I've done the scratch wood floor. It's perfection. I mean, you taught me the best parts about math and measuring. So I think I did a pretty good job. And that was the first time I've ever done that part. Yeah, I've never actually put felt on a chair before, and I'm glad I felt it.
Was it just felt stickies?
Yeah, that's all it is. Yeah, I got it from Amazon Prime. By the way, is the best thing ever. I can't even. I'm a student now, as you know. I'll be a student for like the next month or so, and I'll have my bachelor's degree finally, which I'll never use at all. But it's nice to have that accomplishment. But the only reason I have Prime is because it's like free with a student idea or proof that you're a student. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I don't know. Not to get off topic here, but it kind of like cuts in and out where it seems like it switches from speakerphone to not speakerphone, and I can barely hear what you're saying a couple times. Also,
that's so weird.
She's giving me weird looks.
Oh, that's all good. We'll have fun.
So you're probably about to get the same thing in about 15 minutes.
I cannot wait to get that weird look. Hey, bud. Hello? There we go. Tiff called and they shut the whole thing down.
Oh, that explains.
Shut me down, man.
We're making lots of money, doing all kinds of work right now.
Who's that now?
Doesn't she know we're making all kinds of money doing work right now?
Yeah. Man, we got to monetize this as quick as possible. Mm-hmm. This content. I mean, we talked about the Higgs boson last podcast. And I mean, I think that when you think about Earth, you know, ground shaking news, this is probably up there with that.
One of the top news categories of the last 2 weeks is,
I hope so,
breaking ground.
I hope we're trending somewhere. Even if it's like on a horror, I was going to say something bad about a bad website, but I don't want to do that.
Our significant other said we need to do it again, so it's got to be good.
That's, I mean, they wouldn't lie to us. I mean, never. They wouldn't make us feel better than we're really doing anyway. But I think we were talking about before my wonderful, wonderful spouse tried to call me because I know she cares and wanted to let me know she was home. We were talking about the money for Christmas and stuff like that. And it kind of brings me to a funny thing I saw. And this has nothing to do with entrepreneurialism or nothing like that at all. But it was a thing that said, how to make $2,000 when you need it urgently. You know, it was like one of those kind of things. And I was like, not what the process was that he was trying to show. It was, who doesn't need $2,000 urgently all the time?
People that are buying Lexuses for their wives for Christmas.
Well, they're not watching those ads. They got like ad removals and stuff like that. They don't have to, they got YouTube video and YouTube movie. What is it called? YouTube TV. They don't have commercials. Come on now. You know that. So who's that for? Like, but I'm just saying, like, who doesn't need $2,000 all the time? I can't remember the last time I didn't. Yes, $2,000 now, please. Like, can I just do what you're doing every day? Mm-hmm. Cause that'd be fantastic. I got to find out. Maybe it's just maybe the podcast.
Wait, what's
we could probably rack in $2,000 a day. Yeah, I think so. I mean, McDonald's probably picked this up eventually. Right? We have a tortoise and the hare Happy Meal, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, speaking of food, real quick. This is no joke. When do you remember eating, not your first guacamole dip, when do you remember your first avocado?
Like a plain avocado?
Mm-hmm. Like knowing what it was, looking at it and being like, okay, I know what this is now.
When Lila bought some at the grocery
store. Right? And when would that be? How old were you?
One.
Where the fuck were avocados the first 30 years of our lives?
Yeah, where were they?
But they were around. People make. I've had guacamole since I was a kid. Where the fuck were avocados?
The favorite commercials is I don't even know what it's a commercial for, but it's, you know,
probably
the
Lexus.
Probably
Lexus, right?
Yeah. Maybe it's just an avocado commercial. It's like the premise is, you know, we're running out of avocados, where the United States is about to sell out, and there's this huge rush of women in yoga pants running to the grocery store.
That's funny.
All of a sudden, they say, oh, it was just a mistake or whatever, and then nobody knows anymore.
That's actually really funny. But yeah, right? Isn't that crazy though? Like I can't. Yeah, I don't ever remember even real. I mean, if you would have put avocado in front of me when I was a kid, I mean, this is like the Mandela effect or something like that. It's like they didn't exist in the world
until I was 30.
I don't know, man. I remember my mom talking about pomegranates when I was a kid. I specifically remember because she was saying how hard they are to eat because they stain so easily. So I remember that. You also grew up like in Egypt or something, right? What was it called again?
Yeah, all we had was potatoes and cow turds.
It wasn't Ireland. I said Egypt.
Well,
cow turds?
cow patties, whatever they call those.
What's a cow patty? What is that?
It's a pile of curds baked in the sun.
Oh, man, you're too like country for me, man. I never heard that before. I mean, I'm glad you taught me that today. I really am. That's very I'll go back in time again then. Okay, since that was you proved my point. I never knew what it was, and maybe it's just more of a benign thought, I guess, than I thought it was. But what was you were a good kid, right? Like you never really did anything too bad, right? For the most part.
Yeah, I was a good kid.
Do you remember like the first thing you intently did that you knew was wrong, and you did it anyway, and you got in trouble for it, and you were like, "Well, I mean, there's that."
It was either in a Playboy in my friend's garage.
This guy.
Or it was we would take like a 5 gallon can of gas, like for putting in the lawnmower or whatever, and we would just pour it out in the middle of the road and light it on fire.
Light on fire.
Yep. That's just good stand shit. There and watch the fire in the middle of the road.
That's hilarious. We did that with hairspray and stuff like that too. We just kind of sprayed somebody's name or like queer or something and just light it on fire.
Uh-huh.
I remember the first thing I did that, and Tiff loves this story, and so does my cousins. First thing I did that I remember being completely in knowing that it was wrong, I was in tons of trouble, and I was going to drag my brother down with me, who was 2.5 years younger than me. I was about 6, and he was like 4. And we stole a cat from my grandparents' house, straight up. Just stole it. Put it in his backpack. It was a kitten. And my mom picked it up and we came home. You know, absolutely it is. And so, but I really wanted the cat. We only had a dog at the home, right? So I steal this cat. I bring it home. And I bring it up to my bedroom, which is on the upstairs. And I say, Ma. And she goes, "What?" I said, "There's a cat in my room." And she goes, "You better check again." I was like...
Are we high class for pussy jokes? Because I had about 5 of them over the last 30 seconds.
I mean, if you want to get demonetized, you got to, you know, not so much filth coming out of that country mouth of yours. And uh-huh. With your cow pies, cream pies, and pussies over here.
Uh-huh.
So I bring this cat up, and Mom's like, "You better check again." And I was like, "No, Mom, there's a cat up here." And she comes upstairs. She goes, "Oh, God damn it, David. That's the cat from Grandma's. The cat has fleas. The dog!" And she like grabs the cat and like throws it in something. And she goes, "I gotta take this goddamn thing back to Grandma's house. What the hell's the matter with you?" And so I'm pointing at Chris. I'm like, it was his backpack. And remember, it was like 4. Like, you know what I mean? That's the first thing I remember though, being like, "Oh shit! Like I this is stupid. Like, why am I doing this?" I mean, it was so worth it though to tell that story. But my mom got me back though.
I was probably 12 or 13 the first time I remember doing something bad.
I mean, I also had like really close older boy cousins that were just a terrible influence on me too. I love them to death and we're close, but man, they did some stupid shit. But she got me back though. There's a picture floating around. I'll have to show you. And if we ever hit it big time, we get our, you know, we have a Facebook page, et cetera. I'll post it up. But I was in fourth or fifth grade, I think, and I always procrastinated. I always did things like last minute, and I wanted to be a werewolf for Halloween. And so I said, "Ma, I said, can you get me a werewolf costume?" And this is like the day before Halloween, going to school and trick or treating at night. When you used to all do it the same day, when it wasn't like a delicate time frame, it was always like Halloween was Halloween. She goes, "I'll try." So October 30th, she comes out, and I go to sleep, and I wake up in the morning, and she goes, "So this is the best I can do." She bought me a pink troll costume and said it was the closest thing to a werewolf she could find.
Just spray paint it.
It was like nylon.
Mm.
I think you're missing the point. I went to school as a boy.
Well,
as
all
a boy.
Of my Halloween costumes.
Yeah, as a bought, boy.
Bought something.
Luke, as a boy with a plastic mask with pink hair coming out of it. In a pink nylon jumpsuit with a gem in the middle of the belly button. I went to school like that as a growing young man, confused.
Didn't I see you wearing that?
Well, yeah, I own it now. I'm very very comfortable with who I am now. That's hey, avocados and pink troll costumes, man.
You're like the same size you are now as you were back then, right?
I mean, close. I mean, in certain aspects, I've grown. Ask your mother; she would know. What do you got, man? I got a ton of shit on my list that I need to get out, but I'd love to hear what's number one on your list. I mean, you're lighting cows on watch fire. On, you know,
I was just trying to find something to watch on TV so I don't have to listen to you this whole time. And as you know, we just tried.
Thank you for
Xfinity,
that.
Which has been so far, but I told you to downgrade our subscription to match what I was getting with Comcast, and now it turns out I don't have TNT or TBS or ESPN or FX or comedy
or MTV. Just bootleg it like me, man.
After I specifically listed off channels that I went to AT&T, and most of those were channels that I listed, and they went ahead and downgraded me anyway just to compete with Comcast, and it's just been very frustrating the last few days. But I at least Comcast is coming out tomorrow for free, because I do think it is a problem. It may have been when I was putting the fence in. I
heard about this.
Imagine that. You heard something I was talking about.
Imagine Dragons. You're right. Yep.
I cut the electric dog fence that the previous owners had.
I love this. This is like the best story ever. I mean, because here's the thing. You had a coax cable box. There's no reason you have that box running through the attic unless you already had cable.
For sure.
Somebody had it. That line went somewhere outside, and I'm pretty sure you cut it yourself by accident.
I think the one I cut coax cable, but we'll find out tomorrow, I guess.
I love it. This is fantastic. It's annoying, isn't it, though? It's... No. And you know what else?
I feel like that's how Comcast Xfinity gets you, is they say, I guess it worked out for you with your new house, but they tell you, we'll send you this easy install kit. It's quick and takes me minutes, and then it turns Comcast and 2 days waiting for them to come out and having to pay a technician, even though the original idea was it's a free do it by yourself.
Right. To catch 22, man. Right. Yeah. God.
Meanwhile, AT&T's can't even watch Monday Night Football or anything on my other favorite channels while I'm waiting to get Comcast set up.
Next time I'll show you how to bootleg everything on the Alexa app or on the thing I got for you, okay?
Well, yeah, we should know, hopefully.
You guys are locked in for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
That's annoying. But you know what else is like really annoying, honest to God?
What?
When you got an itch in your ear. Why is that?
That's what Q-tips are for.
But why is it so hard to relieve?
I don't.
You never had an itch in your ears that you're like, oh man, I can't get it.
Maybe.
Wow, man, I got some problems. I gotta figure something out.
I guess maybe new often.
That's probably what it is. Actually, that's probably. I mean, Occam's razor, man. I mean, the most is that what it is, right? Occam's. I gotta look this up. I use words sometimes I think is right. Hold on, ready? Occam's.
Yeah. You were throwing things up.
Occam's razor, right? Yeah,
and
here it is. The simplest solution is most likely the right one.
Yeah, you gross ears, man.
That's gonna be on my headstone, definitely.
Had gross ears.
I would definitely think I'm the simplest solution to most things, and I don't mean by simple by less complicated. I mean I'm just a simple person. So I think that you know what, maybe just call me Occam's Razor from now on. That would be like my rap name or something. That's a great rap name. Oh, man. Somebody's going to steal that one after listening to this. It's probably going to be Nora, your daughter. But Occam's Razor. Man! I mean, can you imagine that being the title of your first album? Like, Occam's Razor, the simple solution is the most of the right one. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, I'm giving gifts to the world right now. I mean, this is... If we don't get picked up by HBO or by Showtime by the end of this, before this is even over,
that's funny,
I'll be disappointed.
That's funny you said that, because that I feel like it makes no sense for a podcast to be up by a TV channel. But I had a dream, like, where I was scrolling through the guide and our podcast was there on my TV guide.
This is prophetic. Pure prophetic. Dreams mean something, all right? I'm going to talk about it tonight. And you,
it's meant to be.
You've heard the secret. Everybody knows the secret, right? You think of something and it just happens.
Yeah.
This is going to happen. And I'm telling, will we be the first podcast converted into a TV show? I don't know. But Occam's Razor says that the simplest things are usually the most likely. And that's probably the most simple path for me. So I don't know about you, but I'm down with that. I might have to make a song about it.
I feel like that means I'll have to actually like set up a camera to sit in front of instead of just sit here laying down on my couch when we're doing this.
Oh, you're laying down? That's nice. You all comfortable?
Yeah, comfortable. Laying down, but
you're laying
I'm not
down.
In a picture okay. or anything, but I'm
That's
relaxed.
Real sweet. That's I'm real just... sweet, man. Do you have a blanket on or no?
No underwear.
What?
You I mean, no blanket.
Yeah. Was that a Freudian slip?
Mm-hmm.
Freudian slip. Let's look this
There's
up.
Another one you're
throwing out. I'm not throwing them out there if they're accurate.
Yeah, you're just throwing them out there all willy-nilly.
Oh, willy-nilly. Okay. So a Freudian slip is...
So have you ever heard of a hodgepodge? Do you know what
I know what a hodgepodge... Like, I know how to say. I know, like... I know when something's thrown together all crazy, it's a hodgepodge. Right?
I was talking to another guy at work the other day, and I said hodgepodge, and he had never heard of that before.
Was he?
So I had explained to him what a hodgepodge is, and now he's actively trying to throw that into his daily conversations.
That's a great word, man, hodgepodge. I mean, for a while, I like the word conundrum. I use that quite a bit. I think like it makes you more confident when you say words like that. I don't know why, right?
About myself when I send out really good emails at work.
Oh yeah, me too. Actually, that's really good. Why do we feel like that? But you're right. When you send out a fantastic email and you just know it gets delivered, and somebody's like, "This is some good shit." I'm not reading all of it, but it's some good shit. You're like, "I'm the best ever." You know what I mean? Hey, real quick. Speaking of underwear, which you're not wearing right now, in movies, right? If there's a dude or a girl, right? This is 2020 or 2019 going on 2020. If it's a person with a gun, right, a pistol, not like a rifle, why do they always put it in the back of their waistband?
So people don't see it.
But do people really do that in real life is what I'm asking you. I doubt that. I doubt somebody has just a fully loaded gun, one in the chamber, 16, 17 in the clip, and puts it in their back ass pocket.
Well, where else are you going to put it? They don't put it in their pockets. They put it in their pants.
Yeah, but it's still in their – it's a prison pocket. But on, you know what I'm saying? That's like – would you do that, honestly? Would you feel safe? I'm going to put this in my waistband.
Where else am I going to put it if I don't have a holster or a
jacket? If you're
going
to have a gun, why wouldn't you have a holster to begin with? Or a jacket? Was it too hot? And if it's too hot, you're going to have some tight clothes on. People are going to see it anyway. You know what? It's funny in movies too. I think I told you before. Jackie Chan has never used stairs in his life.
Yeah, you told me. Yeah, you did tell me this before.
I want somebody to pull out a Jackie Chan movie and tell me, has he ever just walked upstairs?
That's the most bizarre thing I've ever heard of. Who even noticed that? I'm sure I come up with a list of other actors who have never used stairs before.
I'm not talking about.
Because he doesn't use stairs, he just jumps up the wall, though.
Yeah, he like the stairs are there, dude. Like they're always there. But I've never seen him be like walking. He's got to find a way. He's got to find this bamboo next to it. I'm climbing the bamboo instead. It's ridiculous. Like there's an easier way, Jackie.
That's what Jackie Chan is for.
That's racist, man.
You're bamboo just jealous every time he does it.
I'm not jealous. I admire it. There's a difference between jealousy and admiring somebody's skill set. I just want to know if stairs are there, like, why doesn't he just use them? You know,
it's probably faster for him to do his Jackie Chan.
I don't know about that. I don't know. I mean, I feel like he's getting older. You know, maybe the stairs would be a better idea. Hey, man, I got told by someone close to me that you should come with me to get your haircut next.
Someone close to you. Yeah, I got told by someone close to me that you're going to get your haircut at 5 o'clock tomorrow.
I am. I'm going to do that. It's going to be fantastic. That's my power pose, is my haircut.
Yeah, as long as I can get enough stuff done tomorrow.
I mean, you don't have to come tomorrow or nothing like that. It's one of those scheduled only places. But the next time.
Tomorrow?
I don't think so. I could ask her, but.
No, that's fine. That puts that to bed.
Yeah, you just put that to bed. This guy over here. Come on, man. I'm paying for it anyway.
Yeah, we'll do it next time then. All right, Schedule yourself for two next time.
You everybody hear that out there? Next time, Harry Johnson.
It's on record.
He's gonna come and get his haircut.
Me and you and the whole world is listening.
Really quick, if my rap name is going to be Occam's Razor, can yours be Harry Johnson? Is that okay? Is that legit?
Yeah, that works for me.
Occam's Razor also sounds like a wrestler, doesn't it?
Yeah, and Harry Johnson sounds like a porn star.
Is that Lila laughing in the background?
Yes, it was.
That's fantastic. I love that. I think Tiffany came home, too. We should just have all four of us on this piece. Real quick, let's run through them again. Ready? Band names. You ready? I need more from you. I need you to, anytime you see something here, but band names. You ready?
I got nothing for band names.
Come on, man. Cervical Dystopia. Definitely number one on my list.
Now that I know that this is a thing, I'll keep my mind in that place to where I'm just consciously thinking of things that would sound like a band name.
How about this? How about I give you the band names and you tell me what kind of music they play?
All right, ready? Let's do it. Yep.
Cervical Dystopia. Go.
Be metal.
I like that. I like it because Cervical Dystopia has to do with a neck problem and they headbang in heavy metal. That's perfect, Luke. Number one for you. All right, ready?
Yeah.
The Shingleback Skinks.
That's country for sure.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking more like ska, like trumpets and stuff, like the Mighty Mighty Bosstones, you know?
That definitely sounds more country to me.
Okay.
More...
Well, you know, you are the enforcer. You know Imagine Dragons very much.
I know country music, too.
That's true. That's true. The cowpie jingle. Again, I think you like this one. The Mongolian Huntress.
Yeah, that's like a Imagine Dragons kind of thing.
You think so?
Yeah.
It's like pop rock.
Either that or music.
What was that? Monk music?
Like a monk? I don't know what you call that. Yeah. Like
hymns and stuff?
Yeah.
Nah, man. Definitely Imagine Dragons. You got it, bud. All right. Last one. Ready? We talked about this before. The Milwaukee Protocol.
That's good. Like Blink-182 or all those bands that sound the same. What's the other one?
I disagree. You're thinking of Green Day and Blink-182, right? I disagree. You want to know what it reminds me of? Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah. I guess we shouldn't start a band together because...
Oh, no. We shouldn't even start a podcast together. We're on a band for crying out loud. Jesus Christ almighty. This is just... It's just terrifying that we have, I mean, for being in a simulation theory like we are, you and I are an enigma. We should have already been deleted by ones and zeros by now.
Right,
been
like, by the Matrix.
Oh, Jesus Christ. No, I mean, well, they probably wouldn't say Jesus
Why
Christ.
Why did we create these?
Yeah, I probably should have said Jesus Christ then. What would it be like? What do you think, if there's a name for those kind of people, what do you think that name would be? For some reason, I think of Enoch, which was this guy in the Bible, right? I'm thinking their name.
That sounds like something Enoch. From Star Wars.
No, Enoch, man. Look up the Enoch's wheel or something like that. Supposedly he saw like the first UFO. It's in the Bible, and it's like a burning wheel or something like that. Man, I'm not getting no ancient aliens. You're not ready for that. You're not ready for. I think you need an upgrade in your sim is what it is. Like a boost. I'm
missing the recent win.
Is it Windows upgrade? Yeah. Was that good? Did that sound like it or no?
I don't know what that sounded like.
I think you know exactly what it sounded like.
It sounded like Nora's fart earlier tonight.
Oh, she tooted?
Oh, yeah. She's a good toot.
She's the best tooter, I think, around. I mean, I'm serious. That girl, best toots. I mean, by far, because she's always like, I tooted. And you're like, oh, that's awesome. I say that, and it's just the end of the world for most people. So, what? Listen, man. First of all, I don't know what you're talking about. Second of all, let's talk about animals real quick. Do you mind? Is that okay with you?
It depends on what kind of animal.
Well, any animal that's first of all, I learned this before. I learned this week. No joke. All right. So you know the song "Beast of Burden" by the Rolling Stones, right?
Nope.
We definitely should not start a band, but it's like, I'll never be your beast. Never mind.
We're singing the podcast.
That was my fault. We're going
downhill in a hurry.
Definitely that right there. Either A, we're getting copyrighted tomorrow, right? And that's game. If I'm being honest,
we're getting sued tomorrow.
That sounded so close to Mick Jagger that they might think I played that on this. Mm-hmm. And I apologize if I ruined this for everybody. But anyway, Beast of Burden's it's a pretty well-known Stone song.
That sounds like a Metallica song.
Anyway, before you embarrass yourself even more, I learned that like a donkey and a camel, et cetera, they're beasts of burden. It's just that's what they're called because they carry things, they lug things around, they support humans. They're a beast of burden. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that until recently, which I think is a really cool thing. Then you're welcome. Not only have you learned a new Rolling Stone song, which you should put in your catalog, but now you know what a beast of burden is in Webster's Dictionary, which I looked up earlier this week.
Yeah, see, you prepare for these. You've been planning talking about this all week.
I did not plan on anything. I didn't know we were going to do it today. You've been doing this and doing that, and somebody close to me told me you were crying the other day. I don't know what that was about.
I don't know what that's about either.
I'm not going to say who it was or what the topic was, but, you know, it's okay, bud.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's okay, man. We all got our things, man. Hey. Occam's razor, baby. Simplest option is probably the best one for you, okay? And it's called Kleenex. Now, listen to me real quick. So why do you think, and I'm not talking about training or nothing like that because we've domesticated quite a few animals. How in God's name, or how in Enoch's name, I should say, are we allowed to just ride a horse?
We're smarter than they are?
That's not the point, and you know that. We're smarter than wolves. But they tear your ass up, though.
Well, that's the same thing as riding a dog. They're not big enough.
Oh, man, you know what I'm saying. Don't be like
that. Horses are just more domesticated than wolves are. Well, how come you don't ride a bear, then?
Wolves turn into dogs. But that's my point, though. Why are they more domesticated? Why can't you take a... Why can't you domesticate a bear as well as a horse? Like horse graze, they eat, they're pretty cool. If you don't stand behind them, at least you don't get like pooped on and kicked, you're fine, you're good to go.
Yeah, but they have whatever those beaches where they just have hundreds of random horses that roam free there, and you're not going to domesticate those and ride anything. Those because that's the difference between domesticated animals and wild animals.
That's my question to you. Is it like a prey? Is it a prey drive thing? Think about all the animals. Like, I guess maybe I'm proving my point here. Maybe I'm just doing it myself because you are being of no help. And you know,
the same thing as dogs versus wolves. Dogs are domesticated, and wolves aren't. Man. It's okay. It's just science.
You know? It's all right, bud. Listen, you and your math can take the corner for a second here. All right, but is it a prey drive thing? Do you think? Because, dogs were all wolves at one point. That's what they think, right? Am I right? I believe so. All True. Dogs came from a wolf, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, but we domesticated pretty much most types of horses, most types of, you have camels, again, donkeys, burros, as they call them in other parts of the world. But those are all pretty much for the most part, herbivores, right? They mainly eat plants and stuff like that. So do you think that's part of it? I mean, am I creating a fact right now? Where's Elon Musk when you need him, for Christ's sake?
making his gross pickup truck.
Oh, that's so sad, by the way. What happened, you know?
I think I don't think he doesn't give a shit. I think he can invent whatever he wants to and make it look however he wants it to
look.
He's
such a smart man, though. Like, that's like the T-1000 mid-morph from, like, Terminator 2. That's, like, before it becomes something. It's just like, oh, and, like, it just glitched. Oh, no. You know what I mean?
I think he's just got so much money at this point. He can just, I'm going to throw this out there. If people like it, sweet. If not, back to the drawing board.
See, I don't know about that. First of all, he doesn't use a drawing board. You know, he puts a VR headset on, it links up to his brain, and it just builds something out of a 3D
printer. I mean, that's chump change compared to everything else he's involved in. I mean, he's building
like rockets. SpaceX and stuff like that. No, I dig it. That's not his money. SpaceX, I mean, he has investors. I mean, he didn't have money. He wasn't rich when he was born. He made wealth off of
investors. He probably just started out with some podcast like this.
That would be great, by the way. He didn't. Man, I wish he did. But his brother's wealthy too, right? Isn't his brother super smart too?
I have no idea. I didn't even know he had a brother.
I think he does. Let's look this up real quick. This is much better than our first one, by the way.
I think you got way too deep and heavy on me on the first one.
I did? You're the one who brought exorcism in the first topic.
Well, that's what happens when you tell me to bring up things to talk about.
Wait, so but how did I go deep and heavy then? I don't understand. This you just don't try to do that to me. Don't try to don't be like that. So Kimball Musk, by the way, his name's Kimball. God, they have great names. Elon Musk and Kimball Musk.
Wasn't he an MMA fighter? That was Kimball Slice.
First of all, fucking awesome. Like, that's the greatest mistake anybody's ever made. We're talking about the difference between a white South African man who is an entrepreneur that is related to Elon Musk, mind you, like we said before. You mix that up with a former street fighter, big African American man who died about 8 years ago, I think, from heart complications of drugs. But
that's that guy's name, though, right? Kimbo Slice.
It sure was, Luke. It sure was, buddy. Good on you, you little beast of burden. Now, Kimbo Musk is a South African-born American entrepreneur. He's a South African-born American entrepreneur. Huh? That just doesn't sound right. But philanthropist and restaurateur. That's a great word. Restaurateur. Restaurateur. He owns the Kitchen Restaurant Group, a family of community restaurant concepts located in Colorado, Chicago, Cleveland, Memphis, and Indianapolis. He's a co-founder and chairman of Big Green, a 501c3, I don't know what that is, nonprofit that has built hundreds of outdoor classrooms called Learning Gardens in schoolyards across America. Musk is also the co-founder and chairman of Square Roots, an urban farming company in Brooklyn, New York, growing
food. What are we, Wikipedia now?
Yeah, I'm Wikipedia in this piece. Hold on. Growing food in hydroponic indoor climate controlled shipping containers. He currently sits on the board of Tesla. You must have it in there. I'm not sure what it is, but we can figure that out. And SpaceX, again. He was on the board of Chipotle Mexican Grill from 2013 to 2019. And he is the younger brother of billionaire businessman Elon Musk. Wow.
That's probably why Chipotle took off.
Wow. Man, like, I got a brother and he's really awesome. Love that guy. We ain't doing shit.
Except for running around from bees.
Fuck you, man. I can't. They're not. It's not bees. It's wasps. I'm serious. That'd be a topic for the next podcast, right? What would happen?
Bees versus wasps?
No. Okay, check this out. I've been looking into all this like gene editing stuff, right? Like CRISPR. CRISPR is a gene editing sequence where you can take out pieces of your DNA, right? Not for myself, but for like brain diseases and stuff like that. And so, you know, the problem is that if you take away a strain of DNA, like you could eliminate one problem, but if you don't know what the whole strain does besides the problem part of it, you could hurt the brain, right? Because they don't know everything about it, right? An RNA or DNA strain. Same thing with wasps, right? I want to know if we could CRISPR a wasp, right? Just kill them all. Get rid of all the wasps. Keep the bees. Love them. Bumble, honey, great. If we kill all the wasps, would that to the environment?
Are you still there, or did you cut out?
No, man. I just said, what?
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. Wasps are worthless. Bees are necessity.
Okay. So why are you tripping on me from running
but
away?
But you weren't
me?
Running from any wasps that day.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I killed a bunch of them, too.
Those were bees.
Those were wasps.
Mm-hmm.
They're yellow jackets, man. I don't kill bees, man. Bees aren't aggressive.
Yeah, nothing was aggressive.
Listen, man.
They didn't bother me all day.
Well, they usually don't bother inanimate objects.
I guess.
That's another great band name.
Inanimate objects?
Man. There are going to be so many bands that pop up because of this.
Because of our podcast, yeah.
I think so. I mean, I think
we'll be able to earn royalties for all of them.
For their names? I don't think you can earn a royalty on a name. You have to lift the song, you know what I mean?
I don't know how all that works.
You ever heard of Quora? Q U O R A?
No.
It's like a mix of like Wikipedia and Snopes combined, right? It's pretty much a forum where you ask a question and somebody answers. Like Yahoo questions, right?
Like Ask Jeeves.
Yeah, exactly. Like Ask Jeeves, but not because that was more of like a search engine aggregator, like Google. This is more like strictly to post to people, not just like the world. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm glad I clicked with you there. I thought I lost you, bud. But I'm going to find in here what would happen if all the wasps died. You know what I mean?
Nothing. Wasps are worthless.
But are they? That's the problem.
Yeah, it's science.
Listen to this. You ready? You ready? Uh-huh. If you eradicated all the wasps, right, that would create a major environmental problem. In a food chain, their disappearance would cause an increase in the populations of insects that are their prey. And these insects might very well become the next pest and replace the wasps. Highly doubt that. Also, animals that eat wasps would have to find another food source. And if there are species that are highly dependent on wasps as a staple, they will suffer an impact on their population growth.
Like what? What do you eat wasps?
Exactly. I don't even. Probably dragonflies, right?
They eat mosquitoes. Dragonflies we cannot do without either because they eat mosquitoes.
I love dragonflies. But why would you want to get rid of a dragonfly? This is null and void to our conversation. We're talking about pests. I've never heard of a dragonfly called a pest. Dragonflies are so awesome. They literally have eggs and they release them. Did you know that?
Yeah. But they don't eat wasps. So who needs wasps?
What eats wasps? We should have a call-in. Man, that'd be fun. Jesus. I mean, Enoch, we have so many.
If anyone out there listening is an insect scientist, whatever you call that.
I was going to say praying mantis too, but okay, ready? What eats wasps? Praying mantis, robber flies, dragonflies, dragonflies, centipedes, hoverflies, beetles, and moss.
Yeah, I feel like it's probably another sources of sustenance.
Oh, there's a little lizard eating a wasp. That's pretty cool. So lizards, too.
Mm.
Man, that's awesome.
Well, I agree we can't do without all those.
Oh, Lila, you okay?
But they don't eat just wasps.
No, of course not. I didn't say they did. Why are you putting words in my mouth?
Why are you putting wasps as a food source to other insects?
Words in my mouth, you know? I think they're food source to other insects, but also I guess they do eat other bugs. I mean, I guess that's what they do. I guess that's all they do. That's it. And they terrify us.
Do they eat mosquitoes?
I've literally had nightmares about bees and wasps, mainly wasps, but nightmares, Lucas. Terrifying nightmares. That's not fair.
Yeah, I guess.
What was your last nightmare about? Tell me about that. You're laying on the couch anyway.
Seeing our podcast my cable.
I said nightmare, subscription. Not your wildest dreams, first of all. But you're laying on a couch, right?
Right now?
Yeah, butt naked on the couch, right?
Yeah.
let me be your masseuse and therapist here. All right, let me massage you into this here. Okay, what seriously was your last nightmare that you can remember?
I don't remember it in too much detail. I do think it was based somewhat on that evil show though that we've been watching.
That is fucking,
I feel
awesome.
Like there was a demon or something in it.
God, that is the best ever. I love that show.
I don't know if it was a demon or aliens or something, but I was running from something that wanted to kill me.
Wait a minute. So it wasn't the show then. It was our conversation.
It could have been either. It could have been. No, I think it was more recent than our podcast.
Mine was the restaurant. I had a nightmare about the restaurant again. And
the restaurant we went to? Oh, the one you worked at.
And it was so – it's a recurring dream. And it was different, but the same. And it was so bad because my body, I woke up and I was like, no, you know. And then I went back to sleep and it tried pulling me back into that.
What happened when you woke up? Or were you like,
no, like that.
Oh, okay.
Is that okay?
What kind of dream was it?
Scary.
It was a nightmare?
Oh, no. Okay. Like that. Uh-huh. That was me. You can't see it because we're not on HBO yet.
I don't think I want to see that.
I was wiping the sweat off my brow. Uh-huh. You know, sweating profusely, but it kept trying to pull me back in like three times. I was like, no, no. And I kept having to wake myself up. Speaking of that, you need to look up sleep paralysis. No. Well, I mean, yeah, I know. Look up sleep paralysis. I know that, man. You're good. Hey, man, you want to snore your eyes? That's on you, man. You're married. It's all good, brother. You don't got to look no more. But look up sleep paralysis when you get a chance. It is – I had it when I was a kid a lot, and now I only have it once every, like, 6 months. Check that. You want nightmares, man? Look up sleep paralysis. It's terrifying.
You have everything every 6 months.
Yep. This is true. It's tough. It's tough being me, you know? I mean, you grow up, you steal cats. You know,
that's where it all started.
You grow up, man. Outside, you're sitting outside of school waiting again. The doors aren't open yet. It's not 8 o'clock, and there's wasps. So you're terrified of that. But what lies behind those doors? The homework you didn't do the night before. So what do? You blame it. You blame it on the CCD kids that were in there taking Catholic courses, saying, "Oh, they stole my homework from my desk." That's what you do. You blame it on them. You know, but it doesn't really get you anywhere because then you don't learn, and then you're trying to get your confirmation in 8th grade. You're supposed to go to mass every week. You're supposed to listen to the homily and do a paper on it. But you don't do that because your ADHD mind just daydreams all the time. So what do? You copy off of Gina Scher. You copy off her. Hey, what did that mean to you? You know, it's my perspective on the Catholic religion was due to a 5'8" tall girl in class. You know what?
Taller than you?
Everybody was taller than me, Luke. Everybody. I had a rough time, you know? So, yeah, you know what? Things do happen to me in intervals of about 6 months.
But then you start a podcast and make millions of dollars and...
This is not about revenue. This is not about getting known, right? This is about riffing, man. This is about, you know, people have these thoughts. They don't know how to get it out there. They're going to hear us and be like, oh, man. Yeah, these guys
I just have these thoughts.
Yeah, that nobody else should hear. And I'm too embarrassed to talk about them for fear of being persona non grata to my family. But I'm not really sure that means. I heard it the other day, and it's a fantastic phrase.
Yeah, just put that in there with Occam's Razor and Catch 22. And
wait a minute. Is persona non grata not another really good band name?
It's, I don't know. It's right up there with quid pro quo.
An unacceptable or unwelcome person.
Uh-huh.
Wow. That is fantastic. That should have been the name of our fucking podcast.
Unacceptable person.
Personas non gratas. Like, we're here for the Hispanic Latino podcast, Personas non gratas. Ooh. You ever heard of exorcisms? This is not the kind of podcast you're looking for. Lo siento for that.
Yeah, you speak Spanish. We could have done that.
Sí, yo hablas muy bien. But you would understand nothing, though.
No, un poco.
We'd be talking about guacamole and cow pies the whole time.
Uh-huh.
Cow Pies. Man, that's another good name too. Man. Now entering the Cow Pies. Hey guys, we're the shit. And they'd be like, yeah, that's funny. Like,
yeah.
Instead of being like, woo, they'd be like, moo. They'd be like their thing. And then it'd be like one of those things where like they'd have like their instruments, like a big drum, but like their like album cover would be like in the middle of a field because of the Cow Pies, you know, and like they'd all have like those stupid ass like horse heads on, but instead of horse heads, they'd be cow heads.
Cow heads?
Yeah. And for some reason, they'd all be in diapers because that was the thing in the 90s. Everybody wore diapers.
That makes perfect sense, for sure.
Yeah, I know, right? God, I just... The ideas
that will never come to fruition. I just get these ideas, man.
The ideas that will never come to fruition. Most that shouldn't, but the ones that should and won't. I'm really doing a disservice, I think, to the world by holding them in. You know what I mean?
What do they say? If you can dream it, you can... If you can see it, you can do it. Right?
I'm not really sure that's like the saying, but that will be on your gravestone for sure. No, no doubt. When you pass away and I sing Imagine
Dragons. What else is going to be on there?
And I sing Imagine Dragons at your wake in with just a mariachi band mm-hmm. in the background. it will say, if you can see it, you can do it. Like, that is just perfect. What we have, I don't remember what the other one was. Should we look it up real quick?
I thought I said something about the Bears game. It was
and then we can end this horrible time with that last quote about you. How's that sound?
It was a recent win against a bad team.
There you go.
Luke, yeah. Story of my life.
Luke Harry Johnson. Father, son, brother, husband. Wait, I lost it. What was it again?
in quotes, decent win against a bad team. And what was the other one we just said?
If you can see it, you yeah. can do it. I was listening to a guy real quick. His name's Mike Birbiglia. He's a real funny comedian. And he was talking about like an Abraham Lincoln quote, and he was like you can't quote something as generic as this shit. Like I gotta say it real quick. I'm sure a lot of people have heard it already, but it's just like it's the best quote ever. Yeah, he gets quoted for this shit. Here it is. All right. So this is a real Abraham Lincoln quote. Okay.
Boy, this better be good for all the buildup you just put into it.
Whatever you are, be a good one, Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
And so he's like, wait, he gets credit for this shit?
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like, he was just saying, like, how you doing? Abraham Lincoln. Like, have a good day. Abraham Lincoln. You know what I mean? So I was just like, that's the best one. If you can see it, you can do it.
You can do it.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's definitely something like, if yeah. you can dream it, you can...
Build it, I thought is what it was.
Build right? it.
Isn't yeah. that what it is? Yeah,
Same thing.
Yeah, but come on, man, really? If you can dream it, you can achieve it. That doesn't make any sense.
Is Tiffany home yet?
Oh, yeah, she's definitely home. I heard her coming.
Oh, okay.
She just doesn't want to listen to this garbage.
Yeah, okay.
I don't blame her. She's going to sleep me tonight.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to hear all about this. I got to edit this too, or to make it like presentable to people. I'm really sorry if anybody else hears this besides their spouses. This is
probably, yeah, you probably fall asleep listening to this every night. You just put it on replay and fall asleep to it.
It's gentle. It's kind of like ASMR. You know what I mean? And people listen to like,
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what that is? It's like, ASMR is like, God, I hope I got the acronym right, or else this might be a weird porn thing. But when people like to hear the sound of certain things, like when people step on snow, right? The crunching of snow.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. how, or like, think of like people like to hear the sound of waves, right? When they sleep. Mm-hmm. It's ASMR. That's what this is to people.
What does ASMR stand for?
Hold on, I'll look it up.
All right, we'll talk about that next time.
All right, ready? This is the last one we got here. Ready? Ending our podcast on ASMR, ASMR. It stands for... What does it stand for? Stand for, here it is. All right. Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. Again, that is the name, definitely.
It's just science, yo.
That's the name of a band, right? Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response.
Uh-huh.
I think Autonomous Sensory is a great band name, though. That's like, that's definitely some like Nine Inch Nails shit, right? Autonomous Sensory. No, that's like that. I got it. The DJ, his name was Autonomous Sensory, and the rap guy, like it's like Fresh Prince and like DJ Jazzy Jeff. Autonomous Sensory and Meridian Response. Coming to bring you the shit that's too hot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess so.
You know what I mean? Didn't think we could do it, but you know we last. This is Lucas and Dave.
You should just write a song about that.
Tortoise and Hare podcast. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you did it before, now you know. We're the first podcast that got picked up by HBO. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just roll with that and write a song, and that'll be our intro.
You know what I'm saying? You get so excited, you bang the pass. What would happen if we lost all the wasps? You know what I mean?
Oh, man, this is getting off the rails.
You just got to, you know, sometimes you got to go off the rail, but you pound it in like a hammer and a nail. You know what I mean? And you
should talking to Eminem right now?
And you should do that the way your wife melts when you put on that big old tool belt. You know what I'm saying, man? This is what true passion is all about right here. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm gonna end it on that one, but that's people should not get that for free. I don't care what anybody says. I straight up 8 Mile the last 30 seconds of this, and if you don't get that reference, then we need to see other people. I think
you will after listening to a few more podcasts.
Fair enough. All right, buddy. I'm gonna end this one with some sweet tunes by Autonomous Sensory and Meridian Response. And we'll see where it takes us, all right?
All right. Sounds good.
Have a good night.
See ya.
Bye.